my water. Amen. Y'all love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, Dr. David, you knocked the ball plumb out of the park. Amen. Unto God, he did good. You say, how you know Dr. David? Well, we preached together a few times. It's just certain places on planet Earth that let us both come at the same time. Amen. I'm going to try to be real nice tonight. Amen. Praise God. I love Brother David Hedrick. Amen. He and his dear wife. God has allowed us to work together in the ministry, and he's been a blessing to me. And I'm going to tell you something. We all could be a blessing to each other if we really want to. You got to want to. Somebody say amen. You simply got to have enough of the love of God in you. Look here to see that we're all in this thing together. Amen. Oh, let me help you with the seed of thought tonight. You're not above me. You're not above me. And can I help you? I'm not above you. Amen. We're all equal in the eyes of God. Shouldn't be judged by talents. We shouldn't be judged by what we do. We should be judged by what we're trying. Did you hear what I said? What we're trying to do. We'll be rewarded when we get there. Amen. I can't wait to get there. Somebody say amen. Take your Bibles. You got your Bibles tonight. It's already 10 minutes after 8. Yeah, ain't no need of y'all looking at your watch. I got one. Amen. I'll let you know. And it's a Baptist church, and they always have one at the back of the building. When I find the a church that's got a clock in it, I just keep on preaching.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Hey, look here. They do not have that pointed toward you all. You ever noticed that? That bunch will always put it pointing toward the pulpit. Yeah, now does that tell me how the congregation is? Somebody say amen. Unto God, we got all kind of phones and watches and technology today. We need to just shoot that thing, Don. Now I got a gun in the car. I'm a pistol packing preacher. It's my constitutional right. Somebody say amen. And I believe I could hit that sucker, but don't I got about 11 shots? Oh, the Bible says laughter is like a good medicine. It's good for your soul. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18 tonight. I will preach fast. You listen fast. We'll leave fast. Somebody say amen. I got through a meeting just a couple weeks ago. And it was amazing what people will tell you when they shake your hand when they leave. I was a preaching, and man, they done sung and sung and sung and sung and just kept on singing. And Brother James, they put me in the pulpit. Brother David, they put me in the pulpit about 22 minutes to 12.
Hey, I know what that's like.
Yeah.
And they wanted to be down at the eating place at lunch. And so I did not have much time to say what God had told me to say, Brother Allen. So I speeded it up a little bit. Somebody say amen. I mean, I got to moving. I mean, I got in high gear. And I'm telling you, I was telling them to go here and yonder, and I was a quote, what a node, which it mud. Somebody say amen. And I'm telling you, I finally got through about 10 minutes after 12, and instead of looking like sheep, they look like goats. We got our 12. Don't call JD. Don't call me. My God ain't on the time limit. Don't call me. Get over it. Get over it. Don't call me. So this sweet little precious little lady, she come to me, Brother Morrison, and she says, she says, you know something, Dr. Walker. I said, what's that, honey? She says, I really love you. And I thought to myself, I said, you don't know how much I needed that.
Yeah.
I said, if you could just figure out where I've been this morning, my wife needs, somebody need to tell me they love me.
Come on, brother.
And she said, Brother Walker, she said, Dr. Walker, she says, I love you. She says, but you talk so cotton picking fast. By the time I got one thing, you was off over young. She says, I haven't heard nothing. You know what I told her? Turn it up. Turn it up! Turn it up! Somebody say amen. Oh, this is 1 Kings chapter 18. You found your place. Let's stand. Let's read God's word. Oh, it's all right to come to God's house. Have a good time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We'll read one verse for the sake of time. The Bible reads and states in chapter 18 of the book of 1 Kings. Verse 17, the Bible states, says that it come to pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I tell you, hey, look, you're all through the word of God, you'll find that it came to pass.
Right.
Can I help you with a seed of thought tonight, your life and my life? If Jesus Christ does not come back through the clouds of glory and the trump of God does not sound in our lifetime, our life too will come to pass.
Yeah.
And the word of God says, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, "Art thou he that troubled Israel?" I want to preach just for a little while on this topic, being shown of God, led by the sweet Holy Ghost. Hey, look here, just fight for what's right.
Amen.
Just fight for what's right. Father, in the loving name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, we bow before you tonight. God, we want to tell you we love you. Thank you for first loving us. And Lord, we ask you tonight, God, would you help us? God, would you give us an unction? God, would you give us some liberty? Lord, some wisdom and knowledge, Lord, that we could break the bread of life. And Lord, we pray, God, your blessing upon your word. Lord, we pray tonight that it'll not return void. This afternoon, we ask you, God, would you hide us behind the old rugged cross under the blood of thy Son? And God, would you help us, Lord, to be the mailman here for the next just a little bit? Thank you for the good words of encouragement, the word of God that we've already heard. But Lord, we pray, Lord, just in the next little bit, Lord, you not only show up, but you show out. God, you feed the sheep of thy pasture. Oh, when this thing is said and done, we can say that it's been good to be in the house of God. Lord, we pray asking you tonight, God, to be one of your laws. I'm done not knowing your Savior. God, we pray tonight, God, you touch that soul. You let them see that you truly are the way, the truth, and the life. And God, you reveal yourself to them in a way, Lord, that they could not turn away. God, would you help us tonight? Because we're going to ask it in the name above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
amen,
amen, amen. You may be seated. When you find the word of God, hey, when you get to chapter 18 of 1 Kings, we find God talking or penciling into the word of God about a man named Elijah. Elijah was a man, by way of introduction, if I may go there, hey, was a man who had committed his life unto God. May we open up by this seed of thought and get you in the mindset that your mind might touch your heart tonight. That, hey, look here, we just need some Christians living in the New Testament age, living in the time that we're existing in. Hey, look here, we could find a place in our heart and realize about the goodness and the great things that God has already done in your life, where he's lifted you up and he's brought you out and he set you free and made you what you are today. And we need some Christians tonight who would just find a little bit of commitment to God. Not to fall by the wayside, not to get hurt and aggravated, not to get disgusted, not to get frustrated, not to stray from the things of God, or just to be committed to God. What a representation God had penciled in to his divine word when he wrote in the word of God about a man named Elijah. He wrote about a man who had a total commitment to God. Let me ask you something tonight by way of introduction. Has God been good enough to you that you would say tonight, I want to make him my centerfold. I want to make him my everything. I just want to fall in love with him. I want to worship him. I want to be alone with him. I want to follow him. Would you say tonight without a shadow of a doubt that because of what God has done for you, would you say, I just want to be committed to God?
Amen.
I just want to be committed to God. Elijah was a man who was committed to God. Can I help you? We're lacking that in the generation we're living in. The man of God before me, Dr. David, stood and he told you about how we get so involved in the things of the world. And I'll not re-go there, but can I tell you something? It seems to me, and it's not much to me, as old great apostle Paul said, I know and I realize, Brother Morrison, that I'm the least among them all. But unto God, I'm glad I'm part of them. Somebody say amen. Or I don't have to be on top. I don't have to be the centerfold. I don't have to get all the recognition. I just want to be what I is for him. Somebody say amen in the house again. Oh, can I tell you what I see in the New Testament movement? We love more things of the world than we love of God. And then we have a meeting. We set a meeting aside and we pray over it and we soak it in prayer and we beg God, would you show us favor in this time span? And then the churches won't even help in the time that we've asked God to bless this time span. Can I tell you what that is? That's lack. That's lack of commitment to God. Here was a man in the Word of God, Elijah, and he was totally committed to God. Oh, you don't know what God could do in your life, and you don't know, and I haven't experienced everything God could do in each and every one of our individual lives if we just get committed to God. Hey, Elijah, not only was he committed to God, but Elijah, hey, chose to carry out the ministry that God gave him alone. So look, don't you look down your nose at too many people who's in this thing alone. Somebody say amen. Hey, don't contradict what the Word of God says. Hey, ain't no Word of God. Hey, nobody says it. No, you got to be from here, or you got to be from here. You can just be for God alone. Are you listening to me? Or you can step out by faith. Elijah, Brother Allen, he lived in isolation. He lived in loneliness. I like that he chose because he was committed to God and he surrendered. Hey, just to take a step of faith and go on his own and boy, y'all listen to me. Listen to me. He chose a life of isolation and loneliness because of his commitment to God. Can I help you with the seed of thought tonight? Hey, the things that we do for God and with God may not be everything we expect of God, but it is exactly what God has in store for your life.
Amen.
Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, he chose an area in which not many of us want to be. I don't know about you. I don't like living alone much. You with me? We're up and down the hedges and the highways of America and around this world. Many times we take foreign trips and my lovely, beautiful little wife. Woo! I know that don't excite me, but I don't give a flip. It excites me. She's mine. Somebody say amen. And if you ever get that excited about yours, she might give you some sugars. Well, glory. Bless God. Hey, when we got married, hey, we become as one. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Hey, she's mine, I'm hers. Somebody say amen. Yeah. I ain't never got over it.
Come on now.
You ought to tell yours you love them every once in a while. Man told me one time, he said, I told her one time. How many more times I got to tell her? Say amen. I don't know about you. I travel up and down the hedges and the highways of America and around this world. And can I tell you something? Hey, sleeping in an old camper, sleeping in motel rooms, hey, sleeping in what these churches call prophets' chambers and don't even have a TV. That's a flipping righteous. All them pastors are so righteous. They won't put one at the church, but they got 10 at their house. Yeah. Say amen, pastors. You want the evangelist to think you the holiest thing before God. You better tell somebody besides me because I don't believe it. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, he chose to live in loneliness. I don't like loneliness. Oh, when you get to spend a night after night after night, hey, live by yourself looking at four walls, talking to Jesus, I believe God wanted me to shut up. Woo! Boy, y'all in another ozone now, aren't you? Huh? I'll say, get Dr. David up here. He's had his time. Elijah, a man committed to God. Hey, he chose his way to carry out of his ministry in isolation and loneliness. Elijah, a man that God provided for. Amen. Hey, God provided for Elijah because Elijah loved God so much. Can I tell you something? He furnished him food. He furnished him shelter. He furnished him water. He furnished him everything that he needed at any time he needed. And can I help you tonight? If you're a child of God, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, been brought out, set free, have a down, going to the house of glory. There's a God in heaven who loves you and cares for you. He'll make all the provision that you need while you're on planet Earth. Say amen. Oh, and Elijah. Elijah himself, though he loved God and was committed to God and chose to serve God in loneliness, although God provided for him, Elijah struggled with his feelings.
Listen, Charles.
I'm going to tell you something. If you're in the war and you're battling for Christ, you're going to have to learn to battle with your feelings. The devil will use your feelings and he'll use my feelings. Hate to mess us up. He'll mess up our commitment. He'll mess up our choices, Brother Allen. Hey, he'll mess up our causes. Hey, everything that God has got bestowed for us. Oh, devil, use our feelings. Somebody say amen. Hey, look here, to get us off track. Hey, to get us to slip and slide. Hey, he'll get us out of the fellowship of God. Can I help you with the seat of talk tonight? Hey, you and I are going to have to get off the, hey, get over our feelings. Hey, look here, if we ever going to get into the fight for what's right. Listen to me. Oh, Elijah, hey, he struggled with his feelings. He run, hey, just by the threat of old Jezebel. Hey, the man of God, hey, God had his hand on. He run.
Come on.
I wonder tonight, how many times you run on God? I wonder how many times the sweet Holy Ghost whispered in your ears and whispered to your sweetheart, hey, to do something for him. Do something that you know that wasn't right in your life and needed to be corrected. I wonder how many times God came by you in the stillness and the darkness of night while you had your pillow, your head pillow, and he whispered to your heart and told you what to do, and yet you still run from God.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Here's a man of God, one of the greatest men in the Bible. You listen to me that we're talking about. We're talking about Elijah.
Right.
And look here, hey, when he got a threat, Brother Adam, when somebody threatened him, he run. Can I tell you something? It don't take much for the New Testament church to run, tuck tail and go. Don't take much for us to throw in the towel. Don't take much for us to quit on God. Hey, look here, where's the backbone of God's people at? Can I tell you where our backbone is? It's right here in this King James Bible. It's not your strength. It's not my strength. It's not my wisdom. It's not your wisdom. It's the wisdom that comes from this old black book.
Amen.
Listen to me tonight. Hey, here was a man of God. Hey, that God loved and cared for. And yet when his life got threatened, he run. He was afraid. Hey, he was depressed. And he felt abandoned. You ever been at that stage in the ministry trying to serve God?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you struggled with your feelings just a little bit. You know what? Sometimes, I don't know about you, I've got a few calluses on my heart where I just don't pay much attention to what people say, because people are going to like you and people are not going to like you, and I don't give a flip either way. You can just shake it off. You can get over who you ever you think you are. You didn't save me. God saved me. God called me. Somebody said, I God on me. I found love with a pleased man. You know what I found when I read this Bible? Hey, the people who pleased the people didn't please God.
That's right.
That's the word of God. It's in there. Here was a man of God, and hey, look here, he ran. Hey, when he was threatened, hey, look here, I tell you what, I bet he got. He asked God, could he die? He just wanted to die. He just wanted to leave. He wanted to quit. He wanted to give up. You know what, as I go church to church and place to place, hey, it seems like God's people has thrown in the towel. Honey, you got to get up. You got to get on fire. You got to get some life about you. You got to get into the fight for what's right. Hey, being God, the prophet of God, Elijah, hey, the one that had witnessed the windstorm, hey, the earthquake, and the fire of God. Are you with me tonight? Say amen. Oh, can I tell you something? How many times, how good has God been to you since you've been saved? How many times God got you out of that field? How many times he pulled you up out of that valley? How many times he conquered everything and you had a problem in your life? How many times when he sang peace by when hell had broke loose? Listen to me tonight. Oh, you got to fight for what's right. Oh, can I tell you, to Elijah, God displayed his presence in a soft whisper. You're listening to me tonight. You know, some of us is running so fast that we're missing the whispering voice of the sweet God out of heaven. Oh, we're so busy, we're missing the sweet voice. Can I say and can I pronounce tonight by way of introduction, and I know what time it is, don't look at your watch. I'm a preacher, if I catch you looking at your watch, I'll preach in the flesh. Now go ahead and stick it up there and look at it, see what transpires and takes place, and I'll tell the people who you are. You say, oh no, you won't. Well, just stick it up there. Honey, I'm an evangelist. I blow in, blow up, and blow out. I'm gone. About a week of me is all they can stand. Listen to me, listen to me. Hey, the blessings that was available to Elijah, they're available to you. They're available to me tonight. Oh, look here. Hey, they should challenge us to get in the fight for what's right. Can I tell you, the man of God, Elijah, was not sent to comfort. He was sent to confront.
Right.
He wasn't sent to comfort. That's what your pastor does. He comforts you. Elijah was sent to confront. Oh, can I tell you, when you get to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 17, you'll find something in the Word of God. Hey, you'll find in the Word of God, and it was a contest here between the man of God and the world. Can I tell you something? There's going to be a contest between you and the world. Amen. If you, hey, look here, if you're committed to God, if you chose to serve God, if you got a cause for serving God inside of your heart and your soul and your mind, can I tell you something? As we see the contest right here in the Word of God, it should be a contest in your life, and it's going to be a contest in my life. Hey, look, if we stand for what's right, if we just get in the fight and fight for what God has told us to fight for, hey, the world's going to be against us. Hey, the religious crowd's going to be against us. Hey, the lost crowd, the cults, the nationality. Hey, let me help you with a seed of thought tonight. It's going to be a contest in our life if we're going to serve God and get in the fight for what's right. It's going to be a contest. Can I tell you, I don't have time to go there before the cause of time, but when we see this contest, hey, between Elijah and Ahab, not only do we find the contest, but we find the congregation of people.
Right.
Can I tell you, every contest in every person's life always affects somebody. Always affects somebody. Listen to me, good or bad. Hey, that it's a congregation that's paying attention to you. It may not be nobody but your family. It may be your co-workers. It may be your friends. But can I tell you something? They know you and they're watching you. More things are said by actions than words. Somebody say amen. There was a congregation of people here, and let me help you with the consequences of the story. Hey, look here, you had the contest, you had the congregation of people, and can I tell you what they were doing, Brother Allen? They was listening to the conversation between Ahab and Elijah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? There's somebody somewhere listening to everything that you've got to say. Oh, you got to be careful what you say. You got to be careful what you do. You got to be careful where you carry it. Hey, sometimes just stop, be still, and know that He's God, and just think for a second. Somebody say amen. I've had a problem with that in the ministry. Now, I know none of you, you're so holy, you never have. You're so close to God, you've never had that problem. But you know what? I've got a temper. No need to look at me. I can look around here and see a few. Yeah. You can try to fool all the congregations and the preachers, but you won't fool me. Bible said, try the Spirit, since the Spirit's over God. When you're up here, you'll know what the Spirit is. Somebody say amen. Every once in a while, Brother James, I'd open this big thing up, boy, I'd have a thing up here. Are you listening to me? Oh, have you? Oh, listen to me. About two people in here, right? But God rest of you. You need to get up, get on this altar. You know just as well as I do, and every single one of us in here has been in that situation. We're guilty of it. Yeah. We've done it, and you won't even admit it to yourself. Yeah. So how can you expect God in heaven to forgive you? Until you can see your own sin, hey, God in heaven can't forgive you of it. You got to acknowledge what you've done. There's a congregation here. They listen to the conversation. Hey, got word to Elijah by Obadiah. Are y'all with me? Say amen. And I'm going to tell you something. Hey, he got into Elijah at Tishbite, in which the word of the Lord came to. Hey, can I tell you something tonight? God's no respect of the person. Hey, if you commit to God, if you choose to serve God, if you get a cause on your life, can I tell you something? The Holy God out of heaven, He'll speak to your heart. He'll change your heart. He'll talk to you just like He talked to. Are you the word of, hey, the word of God came to Elijah. Hey, the one that he fed by the raven. Somebody say amen. All down by the brook. All the one that when he left there, he went by the wither. And that wither was gathering sticks, Brother Allen. And now she's getting ready to make her last little cake with her last little oil. And can I help you with a seed of thought? Hey, when the man of God somebody, he said, how about you fixing me a cake?
Yeah.
You know what she told him? You know what the widow told him? The widow told him, it's right here. She said, well, I would. I'm going to be a good Baptist right now.
Yeah.
Said, I would, but all I've got.
Yeah.
All I've got is just a little meal.
Yeah.
And just a little bit of oil. I've got just enough for my son and I.
Yeah.
And quick as I gather some sticks and cook it, we're going to eat that and we're going to die.
Yeah.
I believe the man of God looked at her with a big broad smile and he says, if you ever get a glimpse of who I am, if you look deep into my eyes, I believe you love the Lord. If you could get grabs of the Holy Ghost of God, he said, if you'll just fix me a cave, hey, he said, the barrel of meal shall never waste. Somebody say amen. He says, I'm telling you that the cruise of oil will never fail. He said, you be faithful, you obey the man of God, hey, you help the man of God, and there's a God in heaven. Oh, it's sounding like the smell like the glory comes out. Telling you just as sure as I'm said for you tonight, if you'll sacrifice, if you'll surrender, and if you'll serve, I'll tell you tonight without a shadow of a doubt, honey, I promise you, there's a God in heaven. I don't know if the oil's not in it, but there's a meal from heaven that won't never fail. There's a crude oil coming from the sweet Holy Ghost of God. And can I help you? He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. And he said, a child of God, I've never been. Are you with me tonight? Say amen. Glory to God. Oh, listen to me tonight. Oh, listen to me. Oh, the one that cried. Oh, when the widow's when the widow's son died. Oh, the doctor that stabbed picked him up, carried him upstairs, placed him on the bed. Oh, three times did he crawl upon him. And he said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The one. Oh, God, loud to pick that little boy up. Whoop, somebody say amen. Fell, I think I felt something. Listen to me, pick him up and walk back down in steps where he carried that little old limply, hey, fizzle body up in steps, limply with no life, Brother Allen. Oh, God in heaven showed up. Hey, said the Holy Ghost raised him back up. I tell you what, when he went back downstairs, hey, that boy was a king. He was alive.
Amen.
Oh, listen to me, the child of God. Listen to me, fight for what's right. Very quickly. And I mean very quickly. Y'all with me, say amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm having me a time. It's something about when that Holy Ghost. Now, I know how y'all feel. But on the day of the Pentecost, it was a Holy Ghost. I like it. It's a little spooky. I like spookies. Say amen. Listen. Give him a fight for what's right. Can I give you some points and we'll go home? Say amen. You could look at it at odds. The odds wasn't in Elijah's favor. You with me? Read with me just a little bit. You with me? Say amen. Look at verse 18. Verse 17 says, it said, it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? I wonder if the world looks as you as troubling to them.
They said that.
I wonder if enough of God's on you that everything you say and everything you do, the world looks at you in a strange way. I'm telling you, as a pastor sitting back here in the back, hey, we were together just the other week, and when you get two nuts together, you got two nuts. Somebody say amen. Oh, he loves the Lord, and I love the Lord. We act like we've never been saved. We act like sometimes we just get excited. Hey, they looking like us, like we on dope. But can I tell you something? We're not on dope. We've got that blessed hope. And under God, it comes real and it comes alive. And when we get together, we just don't act right. Somebody say amen. I think God's people ought to be troubling to the world. Amen. Oh, when we go into places, hey, look at us like we're drunk, but we're drunk on new wine. Somebody say amen. Oh, glory. Look at verse 18. I got to get going. And he answered, hey, look, this is Elijah. It's Elijah talking to Ahab. He said, and he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and yea, that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather unto me all of Israel unto the Mount Carmel, and the prophets of the Baal of the groves of 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent and hunted all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel. And Elijah said unto all the people, came unto all the people and said, how long, how halt thou ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. And if Baal, then follow him. And all the people answered him not a word. And then Elijah said unto him, I and only I remain a prophet of the Lord. Can I tell you something? He told him to go gather everything that he had. He said, get all the big wheels you got. He said, get all the religion you got. Get all the cults and all the things in the world that's against God. He said, just gather them up. He said, don't I stand alone. He said, I and only I. He said, if I'm the only one in man. He said, if I'm the only one that God's got on planet Earth. He said, if the odds might be against me. He said, but I'm not backing up, slacking up, or shutting up, and I'm taking up. He said, I'm going to stand. Hey, I and only I am going to stand for God. Can I tell you something tonight? You don't need nobody to help you. You don't need nobody to encourage you. You don't need nobody to get you up out of the gutter. There's a God in heaven who lives inside of you if you've been saved. And he's greater than all. And if it's only you standing, you ought to be standing against the odds. Oh, Elijah. Oh, the odds didn't look good for him. Can I tell you something? We're living in a world, in a country today, that the odds don't look too good for us. Can I report to you, honey? Let me report to you. We're on the winning side. Are you with me tonight, honey? I ain't concerned about Obama. I'm not concerned about the government. I'm not concerned about the movement. I'm not looking for a sign. I'm looking for a savior. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, just as sure as I'm standing before you, hey, the odds don't look good for the born-again believer. Today, would you stand for him? Would you be committed? Oh, would you choose to serve him with a call? Somebody say amen. Would you just get in a fight for what's right? The odds didn't look good. The advantage didn't look good. You know what? We get scared when we come dependent upon God if we don't have the upper hand in what we're in. You know what we do? We start recruiting people. You can't defend nobody by the word of God, so you know what you do? You start defending. Hey, you start gathering people to be on your side.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Oh, let me help you with a seed of thought. You better be careful how you gather people. There's coming a great judgment day one day. You better leave people alone. You better let them stand for God. If that God ain't messed with them, don't you. Somebody say amen. Oh, you better let God's sheep follow him. Oh, you listen to me? Oh, the advantages didn't look good. Can I help you? Hey, the attitude, the position of that Elijah was in was not favorable. Oh, the adversary. Oh, the trouble and the misfortune. Oh, can I tell you something? Hey, it may not look good for us. Oh, it may look like we got our back up against the wall. Oh, but because of Calvary, when God to the place of the skull, hey, the war is over. We're victorious. I ain't got to worry about the odds. Hey, I'm going to the house of glory. I'm going to shatter down with all the saints of God singing, oh, hear how you love Jesus. Are you with me tonight? Say amen. Oh, can I let's go a step farther? Look at verse 22. Elijah. Then said Elijah unto the people, I and even I remain a prophet of the Lord. Oh, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Are you with me? Say amen. Oh, can I tell you the odds didn't look good, but the opponents in the fight didn't look good.
Right.
Oh, you listening to me tonight? 450. It looked impossible for a man of, hey, one man to defeat. Can I tell you sometimes, the opponents in our life when we're serving God, oh, they look like they can't be defeated. But can I tell you, God said my grace is sufficient. God said you can do all things through Christ who saved you. God said you have not. Hey, because you ask not. Hey, there's a God in heaven who can lead God and direct you and help you. Hey, look here, when the opponents are bigger than you, you just got to get in the fight for what's right. You with me? Can I tell you some of our biggest opponents in the time we're living in? Discouragement.
That's right.
I don't know about you. I've been discouraged. Have y'all ever been discouraged?
Amen.
Come on, talk to me a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever done anything for God, you've been discouraged. If you've ever been in the war, you've been discouraged. If you've ever tried to do anything, hey, look here, somebody's going to discourage you. Can I tell you something? Discouragement is no more than the other devil. Hey, devil can't get our soul. Hey, it's penciled into the Lamb's book of life, honey. I'm going to the house of glory. Hey, listen to me. It's coming upon a time. Hey, all that you and I, hey, by the hairs on our head, we're going to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen. Oh, but the opponents on planet earth, our opponents is not like the 450 prophets of Baal. Ours is millions and millions and millions and millions. Our opponent today is much bigger. And what Elijah was up against. Can I help you with a seed of thought? Discouragement. Oh, the devil wants to discourage us. Can I tell you who he uses to discourage you people?
Yeah.
Discouragement will stop you from doing anything for God.
Yeah.
It'll get you out of the fight for what's right. You'll give up on yourself because you're discouraged. Somebody say amen. Can I tell you something? God, there's a God in heaven. He knows the talents that you got. He knows the talents that I got. He already knows what you had available for him. He knows what you can use for him. Can I tell you, don't listen to discouragement. Take a step of faith and go against the odds and look at the opponent in the eye and look at the opponents in the eye and tell them you're going to fight for what's right.
Amen.
Don't get discouraged serving God. Oh, listen to me. Not only that, hey, look at people get distressed. Go home, can't sleep. Man are glad. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, this stuff they got today blows my mind. I'm such a redneck. I'm out of the hills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Hey, if they'd have had that stuff back in my days, Brother James, hey, they'd have got a shotgun and blowed that stuff to you know where. They got Facebook, her book, his book, her book. Everybody got a book. Everybody knows what everybody's doing. Under God, we got text. We got all kind of computerized stuff now. Man, I'm a textaholic. Man, I go one, two, three. I can text, it just takes me all day. Like we ain't got nothing to do. We can't say hello. Use what God gave us. Man, we got to get on that thing. I wish I had mine up here. I got one. I'm trying to learn to use it. Hey, did you say something? And then people who sow, sows discouragement, they got all the means of how to get it scattered today.
Yeah.
In a matter of seconds, it can be to everybody that's on your hookup. Somebody say amen.
Right.
Matter of a second, your life can be ruined, my life can be ruined. It can have a black spot. You want to know why? Because we're in the fight for what was right. Hey, the opponents on planet Earth. Hey, discouragement, distress. I don't have time to preach them all. Hey, depression, and they all come to destroy. Hey, the opponents that we're up against today. Hey, they're greater than it was in the time of Elijah. But can I tell you something? Hey, today we have a Christ that died upon the cross of Calvary, that said his grace is sufficient for you and sufficient for me, and we can do all things through Christ who's strengthened. Hey, we need to. God's people, we need to get in the fight for what's right.
Amen.
Oh, let me run along. You with me? Say amen. Look at verse 23. He said, let them therefore give us two bullocks, and hey, let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it into pieces and lay it on the wood and put no fire on it, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no fire on it. You know something? Oh, listen to me. Hey, you find here in the Word of God, not only odds, but not only opponent, but can I tell you something? Hey, you find the offering that had to be placed in the time that Elijah was living. Hey, you know something? Hey, something had to die. Amen? Hey, a battle that took place in the Word of God, and something had to die. And can I tell you what Elijah done? He said, let them take the one they want, Brother Moses. He said, you let them have first choice. He said, you just let them grab the one they want. And can I tell you what they done? Hey, look here, they took the bullet, and they look here, they cut it up, and they laid it on the fire, and the Word of God saw it, and they prayed, 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 all the way up to noon, and the men of God started acting like J.D. You say, I don't believe it. I believe I can show it to you in the Word of God. Look at verse 27. I'll show you J.D. You need to look at it. The Bible says that it came to pass at noon. That's after all that praying. Some on, say amen. And Elijah mocked them. Woo! Somebody say amen. And he said, look at old Elijah now. He's talking to the prophets of Baal. This is what he said. He said, you show your craft, cry aloud. He said, get louder. That's what we need in our churches. Hey, for if he is God, hey, either he is talking or he is pursuing or he's on a journey, a peradventure he sleep, he must be awakened. And it made them mad. And they cried louder. And they cut themselves after the matter with some knife and laced it until the blood gushed out of them. And it came to pass at midday, hey, was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the evening service. You know what Elijah done? Elijah made fun of that crowd.
Yeah.
It's in your Bible.
Yeah. Right. Right.
It's time for you and I to stop looking at what's wrong and not call it right.
Come on, man.
It's time for you and I, if we want to hold in the righteous God out of heaven, hey, to look here to meet with us and revive us and regenerate us and get us back up and get us moving and get us into the fight for what's right, we're going to have to stop looking as wrong as right. There was one that had to die, hey, for this to transpire. Can I tell you something? We had a lamb to die for us. Amen.
Right.
Oh, the sovereign Lamb of God. Hey, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hey, look who gave up his life that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Hey, the one who loved you and cared for you. Can I tell you what? When I was lost and undone without God, can I tell you something? Nobody loved me, but there was a God in heaven who cared for me. Are you listening to me? There was a God in heaven who gave his life for me. There was a God in heaven who was going to let me go to hell. Somebody said, oh, there was one, hey, that died for me and came to me and spoke to me and saved my soul from hell. Can I tell you something? Hey, we fight in the Word of God. Hey, if you're going to get in a fight for what's right, hey, the odds might not look right. The opponents might be bigger than we are. But can I tell you something? You find in here that it had to be an offering. Can I tell you something? There's nothing greater than our offering.
Yeah.
And we ought to get in that fight for God.
That's right.
Listen to me, I know I got to quit. I wanted to preach on the opposition. I got several more I could preach on. But can I tell you something tonight? It's time for you and I to wake up.
Yeah.
It's time for us to wake up.
That is right.
It's time for us to wake up.
That's true. Right
there. There was a lamb that died for you. Now, if you'll grab that.
Yeah.
Just let that soak in just a minute.
That's right.
That a God in heaven who created you, created me, know where we were when we were lost and undone without God, Brother Allen. Know everything that we've done. All our rotten, wretched sin.
Yeah, right.
And yet he still died for you, died for me, that we may have life more abundantly, that we may serve him.
That's right.
Serve
that's
him.
Right.
We need some Christians.
That's right.
We need some Christians who'll be willing to get in the fight for what's right.
Man.
We're in a mess. We're in a mess, church.
I want you to stop and I want you to look around. Very few teenagers you see in here tonight. Very few of your children, and I'm going to make you mad. Very few of your children, and I don't see but a few of your grandchildren in the house of God tonight. Now, I got a personal question for you. Where they at? Where they at? Where they at? Just gonna let them go to hell. You're just gonna let them go to hell.
Listen, church.
You're just gonna let them have their way so much that they end up in a devil's hell at the great white throne judgment. Listen to me and listen to me well. Hey, if we'll close right here, you listen to me and you listen to me well tonight. At the great white throne judgment, Dr. David, when we're standing on that side, Brother Allen, on that side of that great gulf fix, Brother David, the rich man, and Lazarus. We're standing over here, and hell has come up out of hell.
Yeah.
They'll breathe air one more time.
Right.
Don't look at me like a goat.
Right.
Read your Bible.
Right.
Read your Bible. That's Bible. They're going to come up out of hell. They're going to get in a line. And if you're saved, you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
You're saved, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're saved. You're going to be over with me because I'm saved.
Go ahead.
Give it. It'll dawn on you after a while. When you get home, turn your television on. You're going to be standing over here with me as we stand in Abraham's bosom with God. You with me? Say amen.
Amen.
And we're going to watch that great white throne judgment.
Right. Come on.
We're going to watch it, Brother James. We're going to watch the great white throne judgment, Brother Donnie.
Yeah.
And when they stand before God and they say, oh, my mother went to church and my daddy went to church and my grandpa had another church, God's going to say, shh.
Right.
That's right. Depart from me, you work of iniquity, for I never knew you. I'm talking about your children. I'm talking about your grandchildren.
That's right. You're exactly right.
They're going to be a reflective of your fight.
That is right.
Oh, I know it ain't shouting in here, but it's real.
Right.
It's real.
Right.
It's real. You may not be back this week, but bless God, you'll never get over this one.
That's right.
Bless God, you'll stand at the judgment seat of God and give an account to God for this night.
That's right.
You listen to me and you listen to me well. Hey, when they're trying to make a claim before God and say, then we do great mighty things with us, and God says, depart from me, you work with me, for I love you, and have them cast it into a lake of fire. And as they're being cast in there, hollering, Mama! 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 You're going to hear every word of it.
Come on, preacher.
When they're hollering, Nina! 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 There ain't nothing you could go, but you would go in their place.
Right.
It's going to be too late to get in the fight.
Were you telling it right, preacher?
It's going to be too late to get in the fight. I want to ask you a question. You got children, you got grandchildren. Now I want you to raise your hand. I want you to keep it high.
Right. Right.
If you got children, you got grandchildren. I want you to keep your hands high. You listening to me? Okay, now I see them. Love them now. Are they worth you getting in the fight for what's right? Are they worth it? Do you love them? If you love them, say amen.
Amen.
You know, I'll tell you how much you love them. I'll tell you how much you love them. You love them so much you'd die for them.
Yeah.
That's how much you love them. But hey, look here, you love them just like Christ loves you and that guy like Christ loved me. Hey, you love them so much, they're so dear to you, they're so special to you that you would give your own life for them. But you won't get into a fight to save their life from hell. Tonight you got opportunity. Tonight you got opportunity. you can get out of your seats of comfortableness. With some of you, it's hard to move. You've got this little theology, and let me blow it out your ear since I'm into it. God can hear me right here. You keep that seed of thought and see how many of your prayers are answered.
That's right. That is true. Right.
Just keep it.
Right.
Just keep it.
Come on, brother.
You want God to leave heaven and come where you're at?
Yeah.
And He's done died for you?
Yeah. Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
He's done died for you, and He's not worth one step.
Yeah.
He's not worth one step from His own people.
Come on, preacher.
Not willing to get in the fight, Brother Donnie. Not willing to love your children, your grandchildren, and your neighbors. Let me ask you something tonight. You want to get in the fight? You want to get in the fight? Tell you what I do.
Yeah.
You got to get up.
That's right.
You got to get around this altar.
That's right.
Oh, you got to pray. You got to look for Him. You don't look for me. I'm just a mailman. I'm just a messenger.
That's right. That's right.
To come tonight to encourage you to get into a fight.
Yeah.
If you would get into a fight, I tell you what you'll see. I guarantee you this. You could see the results of this meeting in your life
very shortly.
It could come from your friends. It could come from your family. It could come from your co-workers. It could come from people that you just meet. But God can get you into the fight. But you got to want to. You got to want to. Everyone stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me ask you something tonight. You want to get in this fight? Are your children worth it? Your grandchildren worth it? Step out and come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, come on. Get around this altar. Listen, hey, tonight's your night. It's your time. Oh, listen, hey, if you'll pray to God, God'll help you. God'll use you. God'll put you in a... Just come on. Oh, take a step for Him. Oh, if you'll step out for Him, if you'll take a step together around this old altar tonight, I promise you without a shadow of a doubt, there's a God in heaven who'll open up the ears and He'll listen to your cry. Oh, listen to me tonight. Hey, just step out and come on. Get around this old altar. Oh, grab your wife. Grab your husband. Grab your kinfolk. Grab your children. Oh, gather around this altar and pray and pray till you get through. Just come on. 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 Oh, He'll listen to you if you'll come on. Oh, God, He'll listen to you tonight. He'll listen. Oh, He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. Oh, He loves you. He wants you in the fight. He wants you in the fight. Oh, He wants you in the fight tonight. Oh, He wants you in the fight. Oh, you just pray. Tell you what, if you'll tell God exactly what's on your heart, exactly what's on your mind, or if you'd be real with Him right now in the state of prayer that you're in, if you just get so real with Him, oh, that you could feel His touch. Oh, you could feel Him moving inside of you. Oh, there's a God in heaven. There's a God in heaven who will leave the throne. Oh, He'll come to this place right here in Ringo, Virginia. Oh, He'll tinkle with your little heart. He'll be real in your life. Listen to me, church. There's a God and He wants as our Savior. Oh, that we might be at light. Oh, let me ask you a question tonight. Let me ask you a question tonight. Maybe you're here and you say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure, preacher. I'm not sure that I know Jesus Christ as my Savior. Nobody looking, everybody praying. Let me ask you something tonight, my friend. Would you let me pray for you? Would you raise your hand and say, preacher, would you pray for me? I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not 100% sure I'm saved. Oh, listen. I'll pray for you, not embarrass you, not hurt you. Oh, I want to discomfort you. Oh, listen, I won't come to you. Oh, maybe it's one here tonight. Maybe it's one here tonight. Say, preacher, I'm not sure. Preacher, I'm not sure. People of God praying. Oh, asking God of heaven to meet with them. Oh, isn't it good to know that you can talk to Him? Oh, isn't it good to know that He loves you? Oh, isn't it good to know that He can give you the desires of your heart? Oh, if you just commit thy way unto Him. Lean not on your own understanding. Oh, listen tonight. Oh, you just do business with God. You do business with God. God is good. God is good. Father, we love you tonight. Oh, God, I just want to tell you I love you tonight. Oh, God, I love you tonight. Oh, how I love you tonight, Lord. Oh, he sure is good tonight, eh? You love him tonight, say amen.
Amen.
You love him tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Why don't you lift your hands to heaven and just say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, ain't he good tonight? Oh, he's worth all our glory. Come on, Brother James. Bless you, preacher. Love you. Donnie, you made it.
Let's stand.